Your recording has started. You may now proceed.
Great. Thank you, Zach. Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the GeneXO Next Gen RDS PDP Working Group call on the 24th of May, 2016 at 1600 UTC. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll call as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room, so if you're only on the audio bridge, please let yourself be known now. All right, thank you. I'd also like to remind you all, please, to state your name before speaking for transcription purposes and to keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will hand the call over to Michaela Nealon.
Thank you. Good morning, afternoon, evening, everybody. I'm Michaela Nealon speaking. For the record, I'm going to be trying to chair this call today as Chuck is indisposed. And please bear with me because I'm stuck in a, I'm in a hotel in Orlando, so I don't know, the doors might be thrown open by what crazy people trying to get in here because they might want me out of the room. Okay, so if anybody has an update to their SOI or anything, please let us know. If you're on the Adobe Connect, you can see there's the instructions there on how to update your statement of interest. And if anybody has any questions about that, please let one of the co-chairs or ICANN staff know, and we'll be more than happy to help you. So today's call agenda, you can see up there on the Adobe Connect, we'll be looking at the Helsinki meeting plans, and then we're going to move on from that to the possible requirements list. So on the Helsinki meeting plans, okay, so Lisa's uploading something, just waiting for that to go up. Okay, so for this section here, I think Marika is going to take the lead. Over to you, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. And if I can maybe remind everyone to put themselves on mute. Yes. Have a grating on the line, so I'm hearing that on my side. So, as you may recall, on the last meeting, we briefly discussed the plans for the Helsinki meeting, noting that there are two separate sessions that are currently scheduled in relation to this topic. The first one being a cross-community session. It has been identified as one of the topics that is of broader interest than just the GeneXO, and as such, it was selected to feature in one of the cross-community sessions, which are scheduled to take place in different afternoons of the meeting. And this particular one is currently scheduled for Monday from 5 to 6:30. I think, as you also are aware, the meeting date, it's a new concept. It's the first time that it's being implemented, and of course, we're still learning and adjusting as we go along. I think it's true for both on the staff side, but probably also the community side. So we're trying to figure out, you know, what works best and how to make, you know, best use of the time that we have available to focus on these topics. So the real objective of the cross-community session is to encourage and facilitate cross-community participation and discussion. So the leadership team, having reviewed where we're currently at and where we anticipate to be, hopefully by the Helsinki meeting, thought that the topic that probably would be easiest to manage both from a community perspective, but also hopefully will result in useful input for the working group as it continues its deliberations, would be to focus on the possible requirements that the community believes should be supported by a next-generation RDS. And so to that end, of course, we can make materials available in advance of the meeting that would provide an overview of what the group has gathered until that date. And hopefully working group members are also able to participate, but at the same time, making sure that there's enough room and opportunity for community members to join in that conversation. And some of the details have been outlined in a document that was shared yesterday. And I think we are suggesting that we may need to limit the time on interventions that people make. As I think you're also aware that something's done in relation to the public forum, as that will hopefully allow some more people to speak. And we would also plan to have kind of take live notes during those interventions, so we're able to put those requirements that are being suggested on a big screen, which will also avoid people repeating what has already been said or very briefly express support or lack of for some of those that are suggested. And I think that at the end of the session, we hope that we'll have a big list and a good sense of requirements and also hopefully additions to what the working group has already produced. And then we can maybe conclude with a kind of paying the temperature in the room on the foundational question, whether people believe that based on that list of draft possible requirements, whether a next generation RDS would be needed, or whether those requirements are also able to be met by the current WIS system, either in its current form or with possible modification. So I think that's a bit the structure and format that the leadership is putting forward as a suggestion to the working group. So I think we're requesting input from all of you, whether you think that is something that would work well, you think it would be a good use of the time that has been allocated for this session, which is 90 minutes, or do you have any other suggestions or ideas that you think should be explored to make sure that the most is taken out of this the time that has been allocated? Let's just think about that. I'll move on to the next meeting that's also scheduled. We'll also have a big slot of time on Tuesday morning, currently from 8 to 12, with some breaks in between, which is basically our regular face-to-face meeting of the working group. So I think what you see as well here in the document, we're basically looked at the work plan and where the work plan in principle indicates where we'll be at. But of course, we're conscious as well that this may need to be adjusted depending on the progress that is made over the last over the next couple of meetings that we have between now and the health safety meeting. I think we also would like to see if we can take advantage of having people in the room, although noting that we'll also have remote participation available to either have some brief introductions from those members that didn't have an opportunity to do so at the last face-to-face meeting, and for others present, maybe to have 10 cards or just pieces of paper in front of everyone in which you can write your name and affiliation, so there's a way to connect the names to faces that, of course, we've interacted over the obvious calls already over the last couple of weeks. Of course, the difference with the face-to-face meeting is going to be that it's going to be open to observers. It's a public meeting, but I think that is the working group meeting, of course, priority will be given to working group members to continue their deliberations. But we've carved out some specific time to allow for Q&A from those attending to ask about the working group status and plans. And hopefully as well, provide the input, especially part of the working session there where people think it's appropriate and would like to. So I think that's what we have for you at the moment. So we encourage you to share any feedback or input you may have. We have been requested to provide these descriptions by tomorrow, as those need to go into the meeting request system. But as noted, especially for the working group face-to-face meeting, we may need to make adjustments to the agenda based on where we're at, but we hope at least this will give a good indication to those that are attending the health safety meeting on what they can expect to be discussed, and as well provide some guidance on what working group members, as well as the broader audience, are expected to prepare for. In that regard, we'll also be working on some briefing materials and possibly webinars or some recorded sessions. We need to see a bit what works best to really make sure that we spend as little time as possible during the actual meeting focusing on one-way updates, because I think the guidance has been very clear that meeting is really intended to focus on policy discussions and conversations, so anything we can do to facilitate that will be helpful. So I think I'll just pause there and see if there are any comments or questions. As I said, it's still anything comes to your mind, please share that by the end of today so we can factor that in. And if not, we'll go ahead and submit these descriptions as is to the meeting request system so that these can be included in the schedule when it gets posted. Not seeing any hands, I'll go back to you, Michael.
Thanks, Marika. Michaeli, for the transcript. For those of you who haven't looked at the Helsinki schedule, please do take a moment to have a look at it. You'll see that unlike the more traditional ICANN meeting formats, there are far fewer sessions being held in parallel. So the number of conflicts or potential conflicts again, up against any session has been reduced quite dramatically. I think the idea behind all this is to facilitate more cross-community, wider community, whatever term you're comfortable with, engagement around policy items. Okay, so any questions or comments or anything on this thing on the meeting in Helsinki? Klaus is asking on the chat where you can find the schedule for Helsinki. There was a link posted to it. I think there's a link posted to it on the chat thing box on the right. And Marika has put it into the chat box again for you there as well. Also, just for those of you who aren't aware, the meetings team are finalizing some final tweaks, I believe, with the overall schedule for Helsinki, because several groups are trying to organize meetings and sessions and things. It's just a lot of moving of stuff around at the moment. Okay, next item on the agenda. So the continued work on draft 2 possible grounds list progress QA next steps. Is this the one with Greg, where Greg was going to talk about it, Marika? Am I misunderstanding something?
This is Marika. Yes, sorry, trying to get off the mute here. I think we would first maybe briefly, if people status update where we're at, and then maybe dive into some of the comments that we received, but also into the action. We received comments from Greg, so we're hoping that he could maybe talk to those. But maybe Lisa first wants to just briefly give a status update of where we're at, and as well highlight, and hopefully everyone had a chance to review the documents that were posted together with the agenda, as well as the transcript and recording of the last session, where of course we went into quite some detail on the structure of the document and
the intent behind it. Okay, so I believe David was actually going to look after this item. So, David, I'll hand it over to you.
Right, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So the leadership team has been thinking about the requirements process. You should have a possible requirements draft to think about. We realize that this is a draft that it's got a lot of items in it. But we want to be very sure that we are not that any possible requirements, and we want to emphasize, of course, that this is a possible requirements. We have not yet at all begun to deliberate as to whether we have consensus on these being actual requirements. But the list of possible requirements, so first remind everyone that you can add to that list. Please do. We don't want to sort of go back to the sub-teams, but if you were part of one of those sub-teams, you certainly should look at the documents that you looked at and see if they are well represented in the requirements document. But we are starting to have some concerns, and these are concerns that Greg Aaron has offered, which is that the requirements document is not doing a very good job, there's an issue about whether the requirements in there are definitely like business or policy requirements in the sense of requirements for what an RDS in abstract should do, what we need it to do, and that informs our work in phase one, and requirements that have are more about the functional design of a system and that should really be more informing our work in phase two. So that is an issue that we have been thinking about. I'd like to ask Greg if he is able to share his feedback with
us. Hello, David. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Greg Aaron. As David described, this draft document has pulled in pieces of information from, I think, at least one document, mainly the expert working group final report. And what I started to see was what David described, which is some of these requirements are actually very detailed and have to do with system design. And a lot of these items have assumptions built into them. An example was there should be a reverse query capability. But that actually assumes some more fundamental things have already been decided. For example, that there will be differentiated access. That differentiated access question is really more of a phase one question that we have to talk about. Who are going to be the users? What are the acceptable purposes of accessing the data? Who should have access to what? So basically what I've suggested is after we have a list of all of these possible ideas, we need to do triage. We need to decide which ones are really phase one questions and then which might be phase two or even phase three and defer those. We can come back to those later, decide whether they're still applicable depending upon what the working group has decided through consensus, et cetera. So we can put this material into a grid. We can try to identify what phase it's really related to and then concentrate perhaps on the phase one items. One piece of feedback I have is that we're supposed to go through all of the documents to find all possible requirements between now and May 31st. But I haven't seen a lot of that happening on the list yet. So my question back to the organizers and the leaders is that are you getting material from other sources to put into this draft, or are we behind on that work?
We're still sort of open to other sources. I don't know that we are actively. I mean, I don't think the leadership is actively looking for things, but we certainly are. We are very open to the working group adding additional.
Cannot hear David.
Oh, sorry, I had moved my microphone. I don't think we are actively seeking additional requirements from specific sources, but we are certainly still open to the members of the working group contributing and adding additional sources.
Okay. This is Greg. So my feedback is that there are probably lots and lots of other pieces of material that need to go into this draft. From, for instance, all those papers we identified in the subteams. But what I don't see happening now is members of the working group going through and actually contributing that material into this summary document. I don't see any way that that's going to be done and finished this week.
It's certainly a concern. But you're right about the what do you suggest we do about the issue of separating out relevant?
This is Greg. I don't know if I have a suggestion, I think the working group did a good job of identifying a lot of relevant documents. And if we don't find all of the phase one questions at this time, we're going to have to go back and do it later, which would be probably inefficient. So my question is back to the leaders in the group, which is we've got all those documents. It sounds like we need to go through the summaries and put them into some of that material into this new document. I just haven't seen it really happening thus far other than the staff summary of the EWG material. So if people have time to do that, they need to step forward or we need to do it some other way. But right now it doesn't seem we've made a lot of headway against this deadline of the end of the month. But I know that there's a lot of material that's probably very useful and highly relevant.
Lisa, you've got your hand raised.
Yes, thank you, David. This is Lisa Pfeiffer for the record. Greg, your suggestion of converting the possible requirements list that is in the first draft into a grid format so that we can then start categorizing the possible requirements by phases seemed to be a very useful one. We took a quick crack at that yesterday, but I don't know if you've had a chance to see that in your email. Do you believe that it would be helpful for us to recirculate the possible requirements list in that format as a way of encouraging structure as we progress? And secondly, do you see that something like calling for volunteers to cover specific documents, key input documents, might be a way of encouraging filling out and expanding the grid that we already have?
This is Greg. Thanks, Lisa. I don't know if the format is as important right now as finding the actual core material. It might be a good use of somebody's time at a later point to put it into the grid, which I think is a good format. I think it seems to be working. But that's kind of a detail that we need to do after we've got the raw material. And right now, I don't think we have all the raw material or close to it. I think one question is the sub-teams went through all those documents and are most familiar with them. So are you going to ask one approach would be to have the sub-teams extract requirements out of the material they already created, the summaries they already created, or have somebody take that work on themselves, say, look at all the summaries of all the documents, pull out the relevant material.
Yeah, I know one of the issues there is that not all relevant material was covered by the sub-team, but only addressed some specific areas. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika, and also in addition to what David said, I think that although they were called sub-teams, I think they did operate very much on an individual basis where individuals reviewed documents and those were then added to the summaries for those sub-teams. I think we did struggle quite a bit to actually get more collective discussion and conversations, especially not in relation to some of the questions that were put forward in the template. So it's personally, I'm not really sure if taking it back to the sub-teams will lead to the desired result. It may actually be more effective because I think people that did put forward documents did feel quite strongly about those or really felt that those were indeed key inputs that needed to be considered by the working group. So maybe we could try to bring back some of those documents in a kind of table format and hopefully get people to volunteer and to take on some of those documents. And maybe we can already do this on the call and we started, because I think there are a number of documents or each of the softwares that we already identified a number of key inputs. And maybe that is a way to at least start designating these documents to volunteers to do the work, but it definitely will require some people coming forward and being willing to go through those and add to the list.
Right. Do we have any more comments on this item? Or, Greg, do you have further comments? Michele.
Thanks, Michele, for the record. I think we need to just start moving forward with some of this. If there are sources of documents, sources of material that people feel need to be identified, addressed, looked at, studied, whatever, that's great. But we shouldn't spend too much time saying that we're missing something. I mean, if there's something missing and we know what it is, let's put it forward. I just seem to that it. It rather than talking about potentially missing something. Ultimately, any output from this group is going to end up going through multiple iterations of public comments. We're already doing outreach to different groups, et cetera, et cetera. So if there are big gaps, gaping holes, whatever, then I would expect them to be filled at that time. I mean, what I'm just a bit conscious of is if we spend too much time worrying about potential gaps, we'll still be stuck in this phase in a year's time. Thanks.
Thank you, Michele. Greg, would you like to give some more comments in response?
Thank you. This is Greg Aaron. Well, our summary document so far has pieces from the EWG report, okay? But I can't recall if it has anything from any other document. There are some very obvious holes. We don't have anything from the ASAC papers. I don't think we have anything from the WHOIS review team report. Those would be obvious places to look. So what was great is staff went through the EWG report and pulled material out. Somebody needs to do the same for other key documents, and those are fairly easy to identify. We've already identified a lot of them. That's what the sub-teams did. So I think we know where to go. It's just a matter of somebody doing it.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Chuck?
Sorry, it took me a while to get off on mute. So what we asked a week ago was exactly what Greg just suggested. The requirements list there is from the EWG report. That was made very clear with the understanding that it shouldn't be restricted to that. And so that's what we asked. So if there are requirements from the ESSAC reports that should be added that aren't covered from the EWG report, what we've asked people to do starting a week ago was to identify those. Don't have to elaborate on them, just identify those. And yet, to date, after a week, no additional requirements have been added. Now, as much as I hate to agree with Michele, we can spin our wheels for a long time waiting for people to do that. I thought it would be relatively easy for those who reviewed and summarized some of the documents to see if there's anything missing and just communicate those. Now, Greg, you talked about starting with the raw materials. I must admit I'm kind of getting mixed messages from your email messages and what you said today. The whole idea of this requirements list is just to be a raw materials list, as you suggested. And we want to make it as complete as possible to start with. And then we can whittle it down, and we can move things to other phases and so forth. And that's kind of what I'm hearing you say today is, okay, let's get this raw materials list of all possible requirements that we can think of now. We can add more later. And then we will start whittling it down later. And that works for me. I think that works for all of us. But we do need people to see if there's some missing. For those of you that have been specializing in the privacy area, it's a great opportunity for you to look at the requirements that came out of the EWG report on privacy and see which ones you would add. And if you can connect that to one of our sources, that's great. Doesn't have to be, but that's nice if it can be. For those of you that focused on purpose, same approach. Like Michaela said, I mean, we could drag this part out for weeks and months if we wanted to. I personally don't see a lot of value in that. Let's start with a list. We can add them as we go. My personal preference is that we would give an, unless somebody can really convince us that it will be productive, that we stick with our deadline of next week, try and finalize this first cut of a requirements list a week from now with whatever people add. And then as we discover more requirements, when we start deliberation, we can add those. Just stretching it out for several more weeks with the amount of response we've had in a week isn't encouraging to me. Now, again, I'm open to be convinced that it'll be more productive in the next week, or if we extend it further than that, it'll be productive. But so far, I'm not convinced it will be, so I'm looking for being convinced.
Thank you, Chuck. Michaela, you wanted to respond?
Thanks, Michaela, for the record. No, I'm not going to respond to Chuck because that would be too much for one day. No, just on the being more serious on the you know these gaps and things like that. Okay, so I'm going to pick on Greg. So Greg, I know you've been involved with SAC, and probably I think you still are involved with SAC. Maybe you're not, but I know you were in the past. I mean, if you feel that something needs to be addressed with regards to the SAC documents, then maybe you could take a first stab at that. That might be helpful. I mean, Greg, if you want to respond, thanks.
Thank you for using that very old working group trick on me, McKaylee. Actually, I'm working on that right now. I think we're all on the same page, which is we've got all these document summaries. Somebody needs to distill them. So people need to step forward and do that, or staff needs to be assigned to do it, just as staff did with the EWG report. All I'm saying is, there's work that needs to be done, and right now it's not proceeding.
Thank you. Actually, staff said in the chat that it's actually Chuck who did the hard work, but but thank you for that. And I think Alan Greenberg is next in the speaking order.
Thank you very much. This discussion's been going on for a while. What I'm hearing is there are people who believe there is work that really has to be done and that we're at a disadvantage if we don't do it. And despite the 100 or 200 people on this working group and the 50 or 60 people at this meeting, no one's willing to step up to do it. If that indeed is where we are, I think we have a problem going forward. Just noting it. There's a lot of work that's going to have to be done in this whole process. If we're having trouble finding volunteers at this point, I'm worried. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Greg, is that an old hand, or do you have something else? That was an old hand, but Michele, you want to say something?
Oh, I've got plenty of things to say. Thanks, Michele, for the record. Okay, so I'm just seeing on the chat there a couple of people are volunteering to do various things, but the concern that they're voicing is around the deadline. So Chuck and others, like personally, I have absolutely no issue with pushing the deadline out by a few days if that helps to move things forward and bring about world peace. Does anybody have any objections to extending that deadline to allow people the time to do some of this work?
I'm hearing concerns about that people want to do this, but it's a lot of work as well. So that's probably – does anyone want to ask – we're going to comment on that question about if we extend the deadline slightly, is that going to be a huge problem if people are finding just a little bit too difficult, though obviously we don't want this to go on for a very long time.
I mean, just proposing, Michele again, let's just say this hypothetical. Let's say we extend the deadline out to Friday of next week, just you know, hypothetically. Would that be helpful for those people who are willing to do some of this work, or do you need more time? I mean, if you can just give us something to work with here in terms of how much time do you feel you need. So I'm seeing on the chat that Natalie's happy with that extending it to the Friday would help her. Does anybody else have any thoughts on this? Would be helpful. Thanks.
I see Lisa's hand up.
Lisa, if you have some comments on this. No.
Sorry, I was on mute. I had suggested in chat, this is Lisa Pfeiffer for the record, I had suggested in chat that possibly one tool that would help organize the work and prevent duplication of effort is if we provide a sign-up sheet that volunteers can pick off the documents that they are either very familiar with or have some expertise in the area. That will make covering those documents much easier than if you take a document that you're not already extremely well-versed in, of course. But if we put up a sign-up list for that purpose, that would help volunteers avoid trying to pull possible requirements from the same document over and over again. So my question to the group is, would a sign-up list help?
Okay, so noting that Stephanie in the chat, who's unable to get on audio, is saying that it's a lot of work due to requirement to, because thorough legal examination has not been done in past reports. But we have positives from Natalie and Michele and Vlad that the sign-up sheet will be positive, and from Chuck. I think did anyone have any objections to the idea of a sign-up sheet and some extension to the work, getting, you know, that we extend the deadline slightly but get commitments that people will add specific, look at specific documents for additional requirements? Does anyone, I'm sure we'll discuss some details in the leadership, but just does anyone have any objections to that? Yep, and also pluses from Marika, Rudy. Okay, so that sounds like we have some consensus in the group that a extending the time frame slightly, but getting a sign-up sheet so we can get explicit commitments to people to look at specific documents and so on, and ensure that those requirements are added to the possible requirements list. Thank you. And Chuck suggests 48 hours, which sounds reasonable. Okay, well, we seem to have a direction forward on this issue. Do we have any further general questions on this topic? Lisa.
Thank you, David. I just wanted to raise one more point, and it's circling back to Greg Aaron's observation, that many of the principles that were pulled out of the EWG report won't ultimately end up being phase one topics for discussion, but will be something hammered out further down the road when we enter into detailed policies based on the requirements, or even further down the road when the working group offers implementation guidance. So as all of you are signing up for documents, you may want to focus primarily on what you see as those fundamental requirements, particularly for the first five questions in phase one. Even if we can only focus on those and get those all out on the table in our first pass, I think that would help advance the work. If we need to take a second pass to add in the other questions, or, of course, once we get to phases two and three, add in further recommendations different groups have made with respect to specific policies or implementation, that'll come down the road. If we focus on phase one first, it will make the job much easier, I believe.
Yes, yeah, agreement that we focus on phase one and try not to fall into requirements that really don't need to be, not requirements until we have made more fundamental decisions in phase one. Okay, and we have some discussion in the chat about authoritative sources, but I don't think, do we have any further questions on this topic, or shall we sort of end this and move on? And I'll, there being no other questions, I might hand us back to Michele to continue on with other topics. Thanks.
Thanks, David. It'll be brief because I'm going to have to hand it back to you again in a few minutes as I get kicked out of this hotel room. Okay, so some good discussion there. I think that's very helpful. So the next item on the agenda, I'm reading that correctly. Okay, so we are on to... I think, am I misreading that? Is our next item on the agenda the next talking about the next meeting, or am I missing something here? Okay, it looks like the next item on the agenda is to discuss the next meeting. So the next meeting at present is scheduled for the 31st of May. In other words, how many days is that? Is that a week? That is a week. Next Tuesday. Ah, Chuck has his hand up. Chuck, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Michele, and thanks for leading this, and for David and Marika for taking part in leading the meeting. I should be closer back to normal next week, and not having to have my foot raised as high as my head right now. I would just ask that let's try and make some good progress before that meeting next week, so that if people are having problems, we can talk about those problems and try and help and so forth, so we can indeed meet a deadline of the following Friday. So if everybody can really make a good effort to sign up for at least one document, I don't think we need more than one person per document. If that happens, we can live with it, but let's get the work spread out, and some documents may be outdated, and if you think so, try and pick the most updated ones, but let's get the sign-ups in the next couple of days, get at least a start with some requirements done before our meeting next week, and then we can finish it off the following week, keeping in mind that it doesn't have to be perfect. and this isn't the time for deliberation. Just identify a possible requirement, and then we'll decide as a group what that is. So as much progress as we can make in the coming week before our meeting next week, which will be at the same time, as same day and time as this one, that will really help us assist those who may need some assistance and see where if there are any gaps that we need to fill before that deadline comes. Thanks, and I'll turn it back to you, Michaela. Maybe you can adjourn before you have to leave.
Thanks, Chuck. So without further ado, thank you for all of you who were able to join the call, and I am more than happy to give you back a little part of your day, speak to you all next week, and if anybody has any issues, please let us know. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Today's meeting has been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recordings and disconnect all remaining lines. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone.